16 weeks since the general election and still no government, though we can perhaps expect some progress soon, or perhaps not. One of those negotiating a potential coalition involving Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Greens is Fianna Fáil Deputy Leader Dara Cailleary, who joins us now on the line. Thanks for joining us, Deputy. I presume you heard Frances Byrne there. Reopening of our society, of our economy, is going nowhere fast without a childcare sector that works. It doesn't sound very encouraging at the moment, does it?
Yes, well, good afternoon, David. Well, look, we welcome the certainty of the 29th of June and we welcome the guidelines. Unfortunately, there are a lot of gaps to be filled in still, and there have been false dawns in childcare return previous to this. So it's important now that the government and that Minister Zappone engages full time with this, that funding issues are resolved, and that once we have an idea, and I think Frances Byrne suggested we'll have an idea in a week or 10 days about what capacity will be available, that that capacity can open and can give people a chance and an option of childcare from the 29th of June. Because yes, for a return to the economy, we need childcare, but for the sake, for the health of our children, we need to get regulated childcare back up and running, and to get them back into social settings. So those decisions need to be made. They need to be made quickly, and we cannot have any more false dawns like those we've had previously.
No, well, in an interview in the Mail on Sunday with John Lee, your leader was talking about the need to accelerate some aspects of the roadmap, including childcare. So does that suggest Fianna Fáil wants an earlier return than the 29th of June?
Well, look, I don't see it being practical. I think if we get everyone back on the 29th of June, if we get the places that are needed on the 29th of June, and if we get them in a safe manner, that will meet the gap. That interview with Michal was done when we were looking at the end of July. So let's work collectively to get everything ready and to make sure that we open on the 29th of June, that we open with enough spaces, but that we open in a manner that's safe both for childcare staff and the children that will be participating in it.
Okay, it appears certain that more resources are going to be needed by the childcare sector. I don't think there's any dispute about that, but there might be a dispute about the mechanism for delivering that, those extra resources. Reports that your talks, coalition talks, are looking at increased direct payments to parents. You heard Frances Byrne there saying that in her view that's not the best method. They should be subsidising childcare providers instead.
Well, look, I'm not going to give a running commentary on the talks. We are aware, the three parties are aware of the varying opinions. What we want to do and what there is agreement on is that we will have a childcare sector that is sustainable, that those that work in it will be properly paid and will have a proper career pathway in line with the qualifications that they have. But we also have to look at the cost issue and how we ensure that parents, particularly now, for many parents, their economic circumstances are very different, will be able to use childcare if they're working or if they're seeking retraining for parents who may not return to the jobs they're in prior to COVID. We need to give them a pathway to retraining. That pathway has to include childcare. So, look, it is under discussion. The three parties are very committed to those principles, and I think it will form a very ambitious part of a programme for government if we get to agreeing one.
Okay, if you get to agreeing one. I know you don't want to, as you say, give a running commentary. However, the government formation process is rapidly running out of road. When can we expect that agreement?
Well, our leaders have set a deadline of this weekend coming. And the teams are, we worked through yesterday, our drafting teams are working today, and talks begin again tomorrow and we'll go through the week. So we're the various negotiating teams are going to do our level best this week to bring it to a conclusion during this week so that we have drafts and we can agree on drafts to give to our leaders for their approval and then to enter into our various party approval processes.
And that'll take about a fortnight, will it, for the party members to have their say, something like that?
Well, certainly in our case, we have a postal ballot that goes out to, we've nearly 20,000 members that has to go out, that has to be returned. So certainly we will need a minimum of 10 days for that. But look, we are anxious to put a government in place, David. There are so many people depending on a new government. There are small businesses around the country who need a credit guarantee scheme, who need certainty on the roadmap and need new energy introduced into that roadmap. That needs a new government. As you said, there's the childcare sector. Mm. And we also have some very important pieces of legislation around protecting our state coming up at the end of June that requires both Dáil and Seanad input. And we need a government in place before then to allow for that input.
And, you know, people have talked about the policy differences, and I'm sure you don't want to get into that. But didn't John Halligan have a point during the week when he said Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael can't stand each other and neither can stand the Greens? That's what's delaying it, isn't it?
I'm long enough around to remember John Halligan being a Workers' Party TD, far left back in the day.
But he wasn't a TD.
He found no problem working with Fine Gael. So differences can be bridged. That's what a negotiation is about. And what we're doing here is giving it the time now, David, so that we can have a four-year programme or a four-and-a-half-year programme for government. And it's the old saying, a stitch in time saves nine. We're putting the stitches in now to make sure we have a strong platform for a strong government.
Okay, Dara Cailleary, thank you for joining us. I notice you didn't deny that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael can't stand each other. But anyway, we'll leave that for another day. Dara Cailleary, thanks for joining us. Justin.
Well, let's talk to the Irish Times political editor, Pat Leahy, now, because we are 113 days on from the general election and still don't have a government. Pat Leahy, you're reporting this weekend that Fianna Fáil's impatience in trying to get into government is jarring with Fine Gael and the Greens. Where are we now with these talks?
I think we're a bit past the halfway stage, Justin, but I'm not necessarily sure we're within sight of the finish line. It's optimistic, I think, to believe that a deal can be concluded by the end of this week. I think that certainly won't happen unless there's a very significant acceleration of progress behind the scenes. I think it's more likely that a conclusion, assuming one is reached, and that isn't certain, but it is, I think, by far the more likely outcome, that there is an agreed document, I think it may be towards the middle of June rather than the start of June.
We know that when we look at the parties involved in these talks, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael come from very similar policy background positions, I suppose. So are any of the sticking points likely to be driven by demands then from the Green Party?
You know, I think each side has its own particular requirements. It is certainly the case that the Greens, from a policy point of view, are distinct from the approach of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. I mean, that's, I suppose, not especially an especially enlightening insight. But I think that the most difficult policy stuff will certainly be striking some sort of a balance between the centrist pragmatism of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and the Greens' requirement to have a very strong climate action element to the programme for government, and also on broader social issues. But it's not just policy that divides the parties. It never is just about policy in politics. There's also culture and history and all of those things, I suppose, that are playing their part in the mix. I do think, judging by the conversations I've had with people that are involved in it and around the process, that there probably won't be insurmountable policy objections on the part of any of the parties. It may still prove impossible to do a deal and to get that deal passed through their memberships, but I don't think it will be about policy. I think it will be as much about culture if that happens.
Okay. All right. Irish Times political editor Pat Leahy, thank you indeed for joining us on this week.